Hey guys, such an exciting show today, and I'm going to tell you all about my epic weekend, Lance Bass's 40th birthday, update on Cheater Cheater. But before we do, let me tell you about Dude. Dude is a fun, unique, and innovative men's hygiene brand known for creating the first flushable wipe for guys ever. And their flagship product is Dude Wipes. You've probably seen them before on Shark Tank. Dude Wipes are larger than any flushable wipe on the market. Dude Wipes are helping the men in your life achieve a fresher and cleaner bathroom routine. Dude Wipes are flushable, environmentally friendly, and made with plant-sourced fibers. Dude brand also offers other hygiene products like Dude Shower Body Wipes, Dude Face Wipes, and Dude Body Power. Dude Shower Body Wipes are perfect for active husbands or the sons. Yes, you know I have a teenage son. He stinks. If they don't have time or access to a shower, they go from PE back to class, after sports, to run to a practice or meet a buddy for lunch. No more boy stank driving sons home from practice or games. You can get Dude products at Amazon.com and in 15,000 retail stores nationwide, including Target, Walmart, Kroger, and many other regional retailers. But to receive my special offer, go to dudeproducts.com and enter in code Heather20 at checkout to receive 20% off your purchase. That's dudeproducts.com, promo code Heather20 for 20% off your purchase. This is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it two times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello. You have makeup on.
I do.
You look refreshed.
I'm feeling good.
But
she's growing.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. But obviously, it messes with your psyche a little bit. But I've been going to the gym, trying to get myself back a little bit. But, you know, I've lost a lot of muscle. So, you know, a lot of stuff is changing, but it's good. And, you know, I got a pregnancy pillow.
I saw that.
Oh my God. That's a game changer.
Yeah. Except Terry stole mine.
Well, so did Riley.
I never got it back.
I bought him one. by the way, sexy time, not happening ever.
No.
He's obsessed with it. But it's great. We got it on Amazon. It's the best thing ever.
That is so funny. By the way, because my DMs are blowing up and I can't keep going back and forth and cutting and pasting. I started a little email account and it's called adviceforNatalie@gmail.com. So please send all of your fabulous advice about babies, mothers, body after baby, like whatever you think. adviceforNatalie@gmail.com. There you
so
go.
So sweet.
I'm glad you're working out. I think that's great. I was not allowed to work out while I was pregnant.
Right.
Yay for me. which was like the best 9 months ever. And it was very hard to get back in shape. And then I see all these gals that are pregnant at Orange Theory.
Right. But see, I think that would have been, you were never really as hardcore into working out back then.
No.
So I think that if the doctor were to tell you can't work out, it would make you go crazy.
Oh, totally.
Because that's how I was. I was like working out every day and then they told me I couldn't do it. So I was 3 months of nothing and I wanted to lose my mind.
Oh, I would have been a mess.
But now that I'm getting back into it, I'm like, this sucks.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hard to get back in anyway after taking so much time off and being pregnant and your body's different and you can't do the same kind of moves and you can't do abs.
Everything is it's so painful.
I know. But you know what? It'll come and go so fast.
Yeah, I know. So that's what I'm already halfway there.
And it's exciting that you can work out because you recover so much better and it's so much easier to get back in shape when you've been exercising the whole time.
Totally.
You're right. I was not like a fit person then. I just worked out because I had to.
Yeah.
And I was sort of happy to be told.
But you were so thin though.
Yeah, but skinny fat. No muscle tone.
But still thin.
Yeah, thin.
Yeah. Lucky.
Because, you know, I didn't eat.
I mean, you did enough for the babies to be healthy.
Yeah. Oh, that. Well, no, I ate while I was pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant before.
No, I meant like when you were pregnant.
I was not skinny.
All you gained was your belly.
No.
Oh, yes.
No.
Oh, we're going to post those pictures. Oh, yes.
Oh, well, do you think I post? I'll show you some more pictures. I have more pictures to show you.
Like your arms were thin, your long leg.
My arms were good in the second two pregnancies, when I had the twins, there's a picture of me. Actually, we posted it, but you can't really tell. There's other pictures where I, you know, I'm 9 months pregnant with twins. I have the neck and my arm, me with my little arms. The arms were bigger. I mean, it was an all
over. Maybe for you, it feels
No, it was. But I didn't take Listen, I'm not an idiot. Right. I'm not going to take a picture and, you know, keep a hideous photo. You know,
true.
I kept the good ones.
Yes, so true.
But I think I have a bikini, not a bikini. Yeah, a bikini picture when I was pregnant with Katarina. Uh-huh. And this is what I loved about it. I was big.
Yeah.
And, you know, my legs were bigger. My butt was bigger. But when you're pregnant, the cellulite looks better because it's all puffed out.
No, mine does not.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because I was in later stages than you. I must have been 7 months pregnant.
Oh, no. Mine is, I have cellulite like on my, above my knee. I'm like, what? When did that happen?
That's
like,
so bad.
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh, no. It'll all be over soon, I swear. Meanwhile, do you remember when I fell after the Super Bowl in the theater and
yes.
I hurt my knees? I swear my knees are stained.
Like they're just like darker spots?
So.
Like you scarred badly on
like
that?
I fell on my hip and I got a bruise, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the bruise took so long, because it was so deep, it took so long to go away, it left like a stain. And so Terry told me to get an IPL and it breaks it up.
Yeah.
And it totally worked.
Okay.
And by the way, if you, I don't know, get Botox or filler, if you get any of that stuff and you bruise, an IPL will make it go away faster.
Interesting. So you can get IPL on any part of your body?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I did that. So I was looking at my knees yesterday and I was like, oh my gosh, I think they're stained. I'm hoping... Because you can permanently stain your skin from the inside out because the blood from the bruise
right.
there. So I hope I didn't do that because it's been a few months now.
So you're going to try the IPL
first. I think
first.
I have to go. I keep forgetting to do it, but I need to go do that.
Interesting.
Actually, let me write that down because I'm going to forget.
How was your weekend? I'm dying to hear all the name drops. I'm ready to pick up all the names you're going to drop.
So fun. What a fun, fun weekend. Oh, my gosh. And then we need to talk about Coco, mm-hmm. and we're going to talk about Dr. Katzenstein, who amazing, amazing child psychologist. I learned so much from her.
Really?
Yeah, we talked on the show, and then we had some private conversations after the show that, you know, because I don't like to delve too deeply into the kids and, you know, respect their privacy.
Mm-hmm.
But she is amazing mm-hmm. and gives really great advice. So we're going to put a portion of that interview at the end of this show. And then for the entire interview, you can go to Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig, this one that just aired, the current one, and listen to the entire thing. Because if you have kids, you need to listen to this. Because it's very interesting how things... Well, anyway, I'll get back to that. So my weekend.
Yes.
Okay. I have to say, I had the most fun 28 hours. And then... And even though it was crazy and like filled, I was rested.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
All right. So I have no recollection what we did Friday night at all, but I'm sure we did something. And I think we went to Javier's. And then Saturday, I had to get up early because I went to Courtney Six's baby shower. So you know Courtney, who's how-to girl. By the way, she's doing this very cool collab with Mark's Gardens right now. And she's on fire. And she's also... pregnant with a little girl.
So excited.
She's naming Ruby.
Cute.
And her baby shower was at their country club in, is it called Thousand Oaks?
Oh, it's the country club. I thought that was their house.
No.
Got it.
It was at the country club in Thousand Oaks. And it was so beautiful, but it was so far. I was like, do I need my passport? Do I need to show ID? Oh my gosh. It took 2 hours
Oy.
From Orange County to get there.
Oh my God. That's love.
And
right
there was like no traffic.
Yeah.
It's called Sherwood Country Club. And when you drive up, it just looks like Courtney
because mm-hmm.
she's so into flowers and all this beauty. And what I love about her, she's married to Nikki Six, Motley Crue, right? And she makes her own curtains.
Yeah. It's awesome, though.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And she can do anything with a hot glue gun, this girl. And I was wondering if she did her own flowers
yeah.
on the way up. So on the drive up, there's just everything's green and lush with rows of flowers in between the lanes and... I mean, really pretty.
Yeah.
So pulled up to the event and all very pink and flowers and girly. And they had a book theme,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was cool. So instead of a card, they wanted mm-hmm. you to bring a book. That would be your card. So
yeah.
I wrote a little note in the book to the baby and I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of books in the centerpieces. like so mini cute. Beatrix Potters and little stuffed animals and lots of beautiful lush Mark's Garden roses. They had this beautiful ice sculpture that was in the shape of a champagne bowl. Mm-hmm. And they had the champagne sitting in it. And inside the ice were flowers.
So pretty.
Which was neat because as the ice melted, the flowers were kind of poking out.
Yeah.
And then because it was a book theme, all of the table cards were in an ABC book.
Aww.
So you went to the page that was your letter.
So cute.
To find out your table, which I thought was great. And, you know, beautiful favors. There were candles and they played games and writing on diapers. It was very, you know, just a beautiful day. Her mother gave a toast that everyone cried.
Oh, I can imagine.
Because Courtney's her only child and she's like, this is my only chance to have a grandbaby and I'm so excited. It was just really sweet. Ran into Gretchen Rossi.
Okay, how is that? She's also pregnant, right?
Pregnant. Naming her daughter Skylar Gray. This is not a spoiler alert. It's been announced.
Yeah.
She looks great. It's Gretchen. She was in a hot pink, tight, gorgeous thing with sunglasses and her hair and makeup. Beautiful. And high heels.
Yep.
And of course, Courtney, too. I took a picture with them. I posted it saying, I'm finally skinnier than them.
I saw that. I love that. So funny.
Gretchen's like, I don't want to stand on this side. I'm like, I can't stand on this side. I'm like, my nose looks big. I go, you're pregnant. You look perfect. Stand over there. She was so cute. So we spent time together and caught up.
Uh-huh.
And she seems great. She seems really happy.
Good.
And excited for the baby. And
I can imagine. I mean, she's wanted this for so long.
Yeah. And we have a lot of mutual friends. So we were talking about that and just, you know, fun to catch up.
That's awesome.
I've always said, you know, I feel like once you leave Housewives, you should really feel like sorority sisters.
Right.
Because you have this common background and it's like going to camp with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of forget I don't even remember if we had bad stuff. I have no idea. I don't care.
Right.
I was happy to see her.
How are you?
So thrilled for her.
Yeah.
It's just cool. So the shower was supposed to be from 11:30 to 2:30. And all of a sudden I realized it was like 2:45.
Yeah.
People were starting to leave and some of the girls were going to the clubhouse for the Kentucky Derby. But it was crazy. I mean, the people that were there, I ran into people I hadn't seen in years that I didn't know Courtney was friends with. Uh-huh. I made a bunch of new friends.
Which is so fun.
So I'm sitting at this table and I'm telling Terry, I'm like, so I'm sitting at this table and everyone's like the wife of a rock star.
Yeah.
And he goes, like you.
So dumb.
Such a douche. I'm like, no, I mean a rock star, like Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue.
So you arrived by yourself.
I did.
Did you have a little anxiety about that?
Oh, a ton of anxiety.
I hate showing up to parties by myself. It's so uncomfortable.
Okay, so I sometimes can be that person that I get an invitation. I'm like, yes, I would love. That sounds so fun. I'd love to go do that. And then I go, oh my gosh, why did I say yes?
Yep.
Do I need to go? Would anyone know if I don't go? Is there an excuse? And it's not that I don't love her or don't love the person that has invited me.
Yeah.
But I guess I get social anxiety.
Totally.
So now I'm going to this event where I think, oh my gosh, I don't even know if I know anyone going. Who am I going to talk to? I know there's going to be seating because it's Courtney.
Right.
By the way, she did not do her own flowers.
Uh-huh.
But I knew there was going to be seating, so I didn't have to worry about actually where I was sitting, but just uncomfortable. So we get up there, and I was doing work in the car. Finally get up there, and you know, 2 hours in the car, I went to the restroom before I walked into the party.
Yeah.
So I went into the restroom, and I kind of zhuzhed myself a little bit. And I was a little nervous. And as I'm walking out of the lobby to go outside to where the party is, I took a breath and I went, what would you tell someone else?
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know what? I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day outside. How lucky that I get to have this incredible experience and celebrate this beautiful friend of mine. And you know what? F*** it. I'm Heather Dubrow.
Oh, I love that.
That's exactly what I thought to myself.
That's very cool.
And I walked in and I said hello to everyone.
Uh-huh.
And I ran into, like I'm saying, like, remember I told you that I ran into the gal who was the hairdresser on Hot in Cleveland at the tennis dinner? Did I tell you this?
No.
Yeah. This gal, Kimmy, she came up to me. She's like, oh my gosh, I met you on Hot in Cleveland, blah, blah, and her son's on the tennis team.
Oh, that's...
With Nikki.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that random? Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. She's like, oh, I'm going to see Valerie and, you know, Bertinelli, you know, I'm doing her makeup for the Emmys. Da, 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 da. I'm like, oh, it's great. Tell her I said hi. And then I met Courtney Shower and the makeup gal was there.
Oh my gosh.
She was so sweet and so love. I mean, just people like that.
Yeah.
Another gal coming up to me going, oh my gosh, you know, we met on a blah, blah, blah. Or I was just talking about the other people that are fans of the podcast or watch the YouTube videos. And
so you had a lot of things to talk about. You had a lot of like topics to talk about.
Yes. And I also made new friends and loved hearing their stories and what was going on. Daniela Clark was sitting next to me. She owns Frankie B. Jeans. She's married to Gilby from Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
And so
like when you're sitting there, is it like, hey, how are you? Nice to meet you. I'm so-and-so. And then do they just say out loud like, oh, I'm married to so-and-so?
No.
Or how, like, or does it just sort of come up in conversation?
It comes up in conversation. But all right, so Brittany Furlan, who's married to Tommy Lee, who's been on the show before, she was at our table too.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew her.
Right.
And she was so cool when I ran into her and she hugged me because I didn't get to see her at the Dirt premiere movie.
Yeah.
There were a few rows ahead of us. Anyway, so I saw her, we hung out, and we made a little video because she was shocked that Instagram is getting rid of their likes.
Yes, I know.
Is that a for sure thing?
They announced it.
Must be. She was shocked.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think it's good because it's the ultimate popularity contest.
Exactly.
So anyway, so we made a little video. We're hanging out. And then we're sitting at this table and Brittany introduced me to who was sitting next to her. And then I started talking to Daniela, who was sitting next to me. And it's funny because Daniela and I have very similar mothers and very, you know, like East Coast Jewish girls. And maybe she's not East Coast, but we have it's like a similar background kind of. Mm-hmm. And so we started bonding over that. And then eventually she said something, oh, well, my husband, he's in a band. And then I think Liz Croman, who is sitting next to her, who's Heather McDonald's best friend.
Okay.
And Heather was supposed to be there, but she was performing in Aspen or somewhere. Uh-huh. She was somewhere performing, so she couldn't be at the event. And so I think Liz said, oh, her husband is so-and-so.
Got it.
Like, put the a frame around it.
Because you always think, like, do people just announce, like, oh, I'm so-and-so?
No.
It's not like that.
No. But sometimes it's awkward because when you're sitting with someone,
you're like, who are you?
Yeah. Or what I usually ask is, so how do you know Courtney?
Mm-hmm.
And then someone will say, oh, our husbands are in a band together, or, oh, well, you know.
They'll make the connection.
Yeah, exactly. That's always a good icebreaker. Like, how are you, you know, in this circle? So I ran into a plastic surgeon's wife who we don't know, but we have mutual friends. One of Terry's best friends, Rob Schwartz, who's in Dallas, right outside of Dallas. Great plastic surgeon, by the way. They had trained together and they're the other Schwartz. I don't know. It was just
so
funny. Ran into Kelly Gray, whose family owns St. John Knits.
Okay.
It's a huge clothing company. And it was just, I don't know, fun.
So you liked it. You were proud of yourself when you left. Like, okay, I did well.
Not only did I do well, I actually really had fun. And I think it was because I reminded myself who I am. And that doesn't mean like I'm famous. I don't mean it like that. I mean, you are
who you are.
You are who you are. Like I am, when I said to myself, you're Heather Dubrow, it's like you're whatever adjectives I would use to describe myself. Don't forget, this is who you are as a person. So go in, be your person and have fun and release yourself. Let the social anxiety go and just go have fun.
That's awesome.
And that's what I did.
And that started your day off just great.
By the way, exchanged phone numbers with like 3 or 4 different women.
Uh-huh.
Had made a lot of great connections.
Good.
And reconnections. And it was just a really beautiful day.
That's awesome.
Well, the only thing that was funny, the only misstep, by the way, of the whole shower, which was absolutely perfect, they had a printed menu. And there was a regular option and a vegan option. Now, you know, I don't really eat at like 12:30 because I'm on the Dubrow diet. So I do interval eating. And I've really been trying to get myself back on really hardcore track, especially because I'm working a lot and I haven't a lot of time to work out. So I'm missing a bunch of days. So I have to keep my eating pure.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't not eat.
I was going to say, is that almost rude?
It's so rude. And also, you look weird. It's like, oh, you're one
that
of those
girl.
Yeah, it's like, oh, she doesn't eat.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also knew I had other events to go to, so I wanted, all right. Anyway, so I ordered the vegan option, and they didn't make it. Meaning, the server came over, and she's like, I'm so sorry, but apparently we didn't make the vegan option. But there's only 2 choices on the menu. There was like salmon with vegetables, and then printed their vegan option. It was beautiful. It was like grilled portobello mushrooms or something. But they didn't make that. So they just brought out this oddball salad with lots of onions on it.
Yeah.
So I pushed it around. I took a few bites. But I felt like that girl.
That was doing that thing with her food.
Which
right?
I hate.
That was at least out loud where she was like, I'm sorry, ma'am. Like where everyone knew that you ordered the vegan option.
It was totally fine. And let everyone think what they want. I think everyone at home knows I eat.
Yeah.
But or maybe you don't. I don't know. But I'm just saying.
That's hilarious.
I felt like that girl, which I did not.
At least you didn't have to eat because you didn't want to anyways.
I didn't. See, the problem is when you do interval eating like that, you're not hungry.
Yeah.
So it's not like it would be like waking up at 2 a.m. and someone serving you dinner.
Yeah.
When you ate it.
You're just not used to it. Yeah.
You wouldn't be hungry. So you're like, I'm not hungry. Uh-huh. Okay, I'll eat any. Not that I couldn't just eat anyway, but you know what I'm saying.
I get it.
Anyway, so the day was beautiful. They had a photographer there that was almost like a paparazzi photographer and did singles of everyone.
So
and I know. I hope she sends me pictures because I think I look cute. great day.
Did she open gifts in front of everybody?
She did not open gifts, but she had like 50 people there.
It's okay.
She did not open gifts.
I'm going to have like 40.
You have 41 right now.
Yeah.
I like our plan for what we're doing with you. I think it's perfect.
I think, yeah.
What did you decide to do? Did you put on the registry?
I'm going to leave it.
You're just going to have them sent to the house. Okay, well, then maybe that's better. So for the few people that'll just actually, because, all right, so for those of you who weren't listening or maybe forgot, we were deciding whether to put on the invitation to have the gift sent to the shower or to send to her house. You want them sent to the house, which I think is probably better anyway. But like, I didn't buy you something off the registry, so I will be bringing my gift,
right.
Which you will be opening.
Oh, not
in front of everyone. Okay. You don't have to, just afterwards.
Yeah.
So I think for the few people that actually bring gifts, they'll be there. So do I not do a gift table? I have to have a gift table. You never know.
I think you have to. Just
it'll just be just, my gift.
Right. It's okay.
It's fine. I have an idea for it anyway. But for those few people that bring, that's fine. And then I think what we talked about was, you know, there's no event in this room after your shower.
Right.
So, like I said, Courtney's shower at 2, it was supposed to go to 2:30. At 2:45, most people were still there.
Yeah.
And her husband didn't come.
Oh, he did not at all.
No, because they were going to watch the Derby.
Got
at
it.
The clubhouse. That's why. I think maybe on a different day, he probably would have come. But if Riley's going to come and Terry's going to come and your sister's husbands are coming, maybe we just sit and hang out. And if you want to, you can open those few things that are there.
I think we just keep it open.
Exactly. And if you don't want to, it's fine, but you still have to open mine. So, because I get to see your face.
Yeah.
Okay, so I finally left there, said goodbye to everyone, and got in the car. And it was about a 45-minute drive back to Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. Got there, checked into the Waldorf. Oh, my God. I love that hotel.
That was a beautiful hotel. A beautiful room.
Gorgeous room.
Yeah.
So with American Express, they'll give you an automatic upgrade, but some hotels let you get the upgrade when you book.
Right.
So the right choice. I think it was called the Beverly Hills Suite. The Beverly Suite?
The Hollywood Suite, I thought.
Hollywood Suite. I don't remember. We'll have to look it up. Mm-hmm. But it was beautiful. And you know how I always say the secret to a good marriage is separate bathrooms? Mm-hmm. Yeah, total two bathrooms.
Good.
And his even had a shower in it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, clean yourself up after that.
Yeah, go. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's nice because usually what will happen is even if we get a room that's got a powder room, he'll use that toilet.
Right.
But he always comes in to shower at the last second and my hair's already done. And if the bathroom gets steamy, you're screwed. Yeah, it's just the end of that. Yes, I understand. These are not big problems. I get it. I forgot my flat iron.
You forgot your flat iron?
Well, I didn't forget it. I didn't bring it because the last time we were at the Waldorf, they had a Dyson blow dryer as their blow dryer, and they had a flat iron. Don't you remember they took my flat iron?
That's right. Okay. So then you took theirs.
So I took theirs.
Yes.
Because they were going to buy me new. I'm like, oh, forget it. I'll just take yours. We're fine.
Maybe they purposely didn't give you one in your room.
Right. This girl has a problem with flat irons. So I walked into the hotel and a gentleman came up to me and said, oh, Mrs. Dubrow, welcome back. Can I take you to your room? Didn't have to check in. It was very fancy.
Yes.
Went up to the room. He showed me around. They left us some fruit. And the room was beautiful. Oh, my gosh. So gorgeous. And they had the fans in the room that we like and, you know, the foam pillows. It was just all perfection. And then I realized there was no flat iron.
Mm-hmm.
So I the guy had given me his number, Wesley, our personal concierge. Mm-hmm. So I texted him. I said, can you bring me a flat iron? Yes. Now, I assumed that it was going to be like their flat iron.
Yeah.
But they actually bought one.
Oh, because they didn't.
I'm assuming they charged it to me. Maybe they don't do flat irons anymore. Maybe I scared them off the flat iron.
Interesting.
I don't know. But they sent me this flat iron, and it was a good flat iron, but it's the kind that, you know, when you hold it wrong, it pinches your hand at the bottom. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Major injury. We're going to take a quick break here, but Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch free. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. You can download Pluto TV free on all your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream. If you like my show, you're going to love Say It Forward with Rebecca Rothstein on Podcast One. Join the financial guru of the stars as she sits down for candid conversations with celebrities and inspiring stories from the people who lived them. Download new episodes of Say It Forward every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
Anyway, Terry joined me, and we soon after he arrived, and we went up to the rooftop. So now I have to tell you a story about the cheater.
What?
All right. Do you guys remember this episode? And you're going to have to scroll back and listen to the, I think it's called Cheater, Cheater something. Okay. Can you look it up by title?
I don't think so.
I don't know. We have to find out what the date was. But if you scroll back through the titles, I know it says Cheater, Cheater something. And I'm going to say it was around June.
Last summer?
Yeah, it was last summerish, right? Because I remember I found out about it when I was in Cabo, which was like May, June. So I think this episode aired like last summer. Anyway, the cheater person, who shall remain nameless, we were sitting at the Waldorf rooftop and we are just having a nice time, just drinking and... Oh, and we were celebrating because we just signed a deal with HarperCollins for our next book.
So exciting.
Love HarperCollins. We are just over the moon and super, super happy. So we're sitting on the rooftop. We're having a drink. The weather's gorgeous. There's like a breeze blowing, whatever. And Cheater walks by with the family. And
so Cheater did not get a divorce.
No, Cheater did not.
Okay.
So decimated other family, but Cheater did not get a divorce.
Okay.
So... Someone that I had seen recently had mentioned Cheater, and it was so weird that this person just appeared in a different county out of nowhere when this person had just been brought up.
Oh my God. It's like you brought this person into the universe.
Well, think about how powerful the mind is and energy and all that.
And I feel like that happens to you a lot. Every time you talk about somebody, you somehow see them. I mean, look at the nurse, the baby nurse, and other friends. Like your words are very powerful. That's why I always tell you, though, be careful what you say, because your energy really is listened to by the universe.
It's true.
Yes.
The question is, am I sensing that they're about to appear and that's why I think of them? Or am I conjuring them up? I think in cheater land, I conjured them up because I did not bring, I never, ever talk about this person.
Right.
Because I'm not interested. Dead to me. As the song says, someone I used to know. But someone else brought the cheater up to me. So that's why this person had been discussed.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, it was the weirdest thing. But I mean, maybe this person had been discussed 2 hours earlier.
That's so crazy.
And then this person is here in this different town, you know, so weird. So Terry goes, oh my God, look at that. So I texted the person that had just brought the cheater up to me.
Yeah.
And I texted, oh my God, how funny. Guess who just walked by our table?
Yeah.
And then this person tells me that the cheater, this apparently was the hotel that the cheater met with
the lover.
The lover.
Like that was their place.
That was their place. And here's Cheater with the family and the children.
Oh my, I wonder.
How disrespectful.
I wonder if that's their way of either.
Keeping it alive.
Or maybe hopefully running into them or.
I wouldn't think running into them.
No?
Because neither of them are from this area, so.
Oh, so it wasn't like she would be like, let's just go and stop by and see.
No, no. This had to be a calculated.
Or maybe it was such bad memories that the cheater wants to make good memories there, or. I mean, it is a bougie hotel, so maybe that's just one of the.
Having known people that have been in a similar situation.
But the workers are there. Like, wouldn't you think, like, let's just stay away from anyone that was like, oh, hello, Mr. and Mrs. whatever.
So-and-so?
Yeah, like.
Weird.
You saw me walking in with someone else, and now you see me with another man with kids.
And I'm sure.
It's weird.
The other person was a short-term stay.
Yeah. Like, I would be like, let's just not, just in case someone messes up the last name or something.
I just think it's totally disrespectful. I mean, look, people make mistakes, but this particular cheater, apparently there's, and I can't go into details about it, but lots of lies, lots of deceit, and on so many levels with so many people. But the cheater's family is apparently still intact, mm-hmm. whereas the other person's family has now been decimated, which is so sad. But this family is still intact. But if your significant other was good enough to take you back and make a go of it and try to repair things, don't you find it totally wrong and disrespectful to do something like that?
But, okay, but if all of the, you know, I know there was like photos and videos that all came up, right? So I'm assuming the husband that kept the cheater saw all this and recognized the hotel. You wouldn't think he'd put two and two together?
You would, but I'm not sure that's the case.
Really?
Someone told me that maybe the cheater's husband doesn't know that part.
Oh, interesting. There's so much.
There's so many levels to this. But whether he knows or not, yeah. I mean, I can't imagine. If I knew, I would be like, you're never to set foot in that place again.
I know.
I would never want to sit. Would you?
God, no.
No.
Well, I mean, I don't even think I could.
That's a whole other conversation.
Oh, that's so hard.
Crazy though, right?
So crazy. But you didn't talk to this person or anything.
No. I don't speak to this person. This is the only person.
Yeah.
You know me. I always say hello to everyone. Not interested. Uh-huh. But they walked by and Terry goes, oh my God, so funny. And I looked up and one of the children turned around and looked. And I just smiled.
Did you wave or say hi?
No.
I
don't know. But I also wouldn't be disrespectful like that.
Right. Like, hey, hi.
No, I wouldn't do that. I mean, if I ran into them somewhere else and the children were there, that's different. Mm-hmm. I would never be rude, especially to children and they're innocent and all of this. But, I, you know.
Mm. No, didn't even go there.
No. That's just not appropriate. But interesting, right?
Very interesting.
How weird.
Very.
Anyways, we sat there and we drank. Terry's really into his Aperol spritzer.
Oh my gosh.
Well, at least it's not as girly as his old drinks.
That's pretty damn girly.
Yeah, he likes it. Aperol spritzer.
Is he asking it for like in a short, like making it look more masculine?
Nope. He wants the fancy glass. He wants the whole thing.
That's so great.
So this couple next to us were clearly on a first date and it was so cute.
Do you guys do this thing like where you'll assess all the couples and figure out like, is it their first date? How long have they been married? Do you think they have kids? What are they talking about? Like, do you guys role play at all?
No.
Oh.
Never. However, you know, these tables were sort of close to each other. It's so pretty up there and you look out at the city and everything.
Yeah.
And, and I ran into, do you remember that gallery that used to be on the corner of Melrose and something? It was that super cool gallery with these egg chairs that had spikes down the back. I ran into the gal, that beautiful French gal, I can't remember her name right now, that owns that. She has a new gallery.
Sure. Oh, okay.
She has a new gallery and
she recognized you?
She came over to say hi. I'm not sure I would have recognized her, but she came over to me and she's like, oh my gosh, I saw your face. And I'm like, I know her. Why do I know her? And she said, and then I remembered who you were, blah, blah, blah. She's like, here's my card. I have a new, her new gallery is called The Cool Heart.
Okay.
The Cool Heart. I don't know what they have in there. I haven't really delved into her gallery, but the stuff that she picked for the old place was like, amazing. It almost looked like McQueen home. It was just one of a kind pieces, all different price ranges. I love those chairs, but they were a fortune.
Yeah.
They were like,
I remember that,
150 grand a chair or something like that. A little out of my budget, but they had other less expensive things in there as well. But I just, it was fun. Anyway, so she came over to say hi. A couple of other people came over just to talk, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we had all our drinks, and then we had to costume change. And so we did that, injured my hand again, injured my hand on the flat iron, and we went over to Rocco's for Lance Bass's 40th birthday.
Right.
So I think Rocco's is actually, there's more than one. It's a chain, but they partnered on this, because we met one of the owners, and they partnered for this particular one with Lance. And it's cool. They have these really beautiful chandeliers that kind of look like my front entryway. But I think these are restoration hardware. They're really pretty, sort of crystal spirals. And all the artwork on the walls are from Michael, from Lance's husband, Michael
Turchin. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's cool. It's very cool, modern pop art. There's booths. There's a bar. It's right in the heart of West Hollywood. It's got a great pulse, and they have a stage for a band and everything.
So cool.
Really fun. So we saw Lance. Allison Janney was there. I don't know her. You know, I wish I had said hi, but she was kind of sitting in a booth, and it felt odd.
You didn't want to, like, go out of your way and...
I don't know. It just felt I felt weird about it. But she was there. She looked beautiful, by the way. She looks great. And Lisa Vanderpump was there.
Okay, how was she?
Fabulous.
With the dog?
With
Ken?
Yeah, and Ken came later.
Uh-huh.
But saw her and hung out with her for a little while. Again, looks fantastic. Doing great.
Was it like just small talk or?
We did a little show talk. I haven't been watching the show, so I don't really know what's going on. But, you know, we had talked about the show in general.
Yeah.
And, you know, what it takes to do a show, like, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Sorority sisters.
Does she sound over it, though? Like, check the box. I've done it.
No.
Or does she still sound like she's still?
She didn't sound like that at all. She,
really?
She just sort of told me factually what had happened this season, and that she's, you know, not in, I think, the rest of the shows for the season.
Right.
Which I think everyone kind of knew. And, you know, as far as what's going to happen, I don't know. She didn't say. And I didn't ask. I wouldn't put her on the spot
of course.
Like that. But,
but she just didn't seem like, no, I'm good. Like, I'm going to move on.
No, and not negative about anyone.
That's interesting.
Really wasn't. I mean, told me what was going on, but wasn't like this one and this and that. Just cool.
Interesting.
Very cool.
Okay.
She and I have always had a very nice relationship. And I like her.
Yeah.
And then Ken showed up and he had Jiggy with him. And Terry loves Ken. So it was cool. So we hung out with them for a bit. And Martin Bullard was there, but I didn't get a chance to say hi. And I wanted to talk to him. You know who he is?
No.
He's a designer. You just saw him on Architectural Digest with Kylie Jenner.
Yes.
So he does, I think, all of their houses. But he's very talented. And I met him at the MS event a couple of years ago with his husband. But he is designing the new Four Seasons residences.
Oh, where?
Behind the Four Seasons on Doheny.
Oh, right here in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
I know. I want to look at him.
Huh.
I'm so getting ready to move back to LA.
Oh, my God. You're like itching for it?
Oh, totally.
Are you really?
Well, I told you there's a 6-year plan.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know. Things
right.
can change. But my 6-year plan is in 6 years, Katarina's graduating high school.
Yep.
Coco's graduating 8th grade. And so I'm thinking to put her in high school in LA.
Oh my God, so crazy.
But that means I need a place before then.
Right.
So that means I need to start looking in like 3 or 4 years.
So crazy.
But I want to know what's out there and what's new, because I want to live in an apartment. I'm sick of a house.
Yeah, you want a high rise, right?
Yeah. So I want to look in. We were driving down Wilshire Corridor, and I've been there before, and I looked there once. It's not really my deal.
Yeah.
And I don't like that there's, like, your town is UCLA.
Right.
It's college-y.
Yep.
And I don't want to do that. Or you have to go south to Pico and Olympic, and everything's just too far.
Yeah.
But I enjoy that in Century City, you have that whole shopping center, Century City Westfield Mall, with great restaurants, and there's a lot of restaurants
you can
in
walk
those up, hotels on like on that Avenue of the Stars or whatever, or you can go south to Pico and Olympic, and there's supermarkets and whatnot.
Right. Riley's opening up a hotel in LA in
the next
2.5 years in Hollywood.
Hollywood House, right?
They're
right,
and that's going to be right next to
Dreams.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's like we're Tao is and all of that.
It's a great area.
It's going to be great, yes.
I love that area. I wouldn't live in that area.
Right.
But I love being
going around. Exactly. Yeah, going down there for dinner, for like nightlife, and then going back home.
It's very cool. But I like the area where the Four Seasons is because there's places close by that you could walk to or very short drive kind of thing. Anyway, but I digress. So who else did I see? Megan is one of the hosts of Good Day LA.
Mm-hmm.
Love her. She just got the job 2 years ago.
Oh, cool.
So I never met her, but she's gorgeous, beautiful girl, came out here from New York. And I met her and her boyfriend. They were great. Saw Jeff Old, who is the previous head of E, president of E, and his husband. Mm-hmm. Just got back from an incredible sounding trip to Morocco and such. It was just fun.
Another big names? I'm surprised you didn't have like...
Jamie Lynn Sigler was there, but she came after us. Terry needs Wapner at 5. He needs dinner at whatever.
Yeah.
So I made a dinner reservation for 9:30. So we were there we got there on time.
Okay.
So I think we were there from like 7 to 9-ish, 9:15.
Oh, okay.
We were there for a couple hours.
Yeah.
But you know, Terry, he's not a club guy. So
you go in, you say hi.
I ran into one of the producers that we've worked with at E several times, and her husband, who we know. It was just like a lot of... I don't know. It was fun.
Yeah. Like industry people.
Yes.
Not really like big celebrities.
Well, maybe more people came after we left.
Maybe.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But we had so much fun. Lance is the cutest.
That's awesome.
Love Michael. And I brought him for his birthday. I brought him a bottle of that Veuve Grand Dame with the leopard inside.
Oh, that's
awesome. The Charlotte Olympia one.
Your favorite.
So fun. So then we went from there to Tao.
Mm-hmm.
And we had dinner at Tao.
Okay.
Which is delicious. Oh, their food.
So good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And then we crawled back to the Waldorf because you can imagine now how much we've been drinking.
I can't imagine.
Thought we were going to have a moment of love.
Did not happen.
Did not happen. Terry fell asleep on the sofa in the living room. I washed my face. I'm thinking maybe he's taking a nap. Maybe I'll get back up. Prepped myself. Not so much. So went to sleep. But I know this is a little bit of TMI, but are you like a morning sex person? Yeah.
Especially now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're too tired at night.
Too tired. And I'm like the biggest at night. So in the morning, I feel so skinny.
Okay.
But it has to be before the sun comes up. I just can't do it when like...
Twilight.
Totally.
Yeah, no light streaming into the window.
No.
But you know, we like blackout shades.
Yeah,
so, you know,
true.
That's not
well,
really
we don't have that, but yes.
Okay, so here's the question. Do you... I don't know if you've ever seen Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, but when she... At the beginning of the show, when she was married, she would set her alarm and get up before the husband gets up and wash off the cold cream, take out the curlers, put a full face of makeup on, and then lie back down in bed.
Oh my God, that's like some 1950s.
Well, you know what's funny? On the Fresh, not the Fresh Prince. What was the show about, who was on it? I think Lisa Bonet. It was a spinoff of The Cosby Show where they were, I think Jada Pinkett was on it.
Uh-huh.
They all lived in a college dorm together. One of the girls on that show, that was her thing.
Okay.
She would set her alarm and get up and go like look beautiful and then lie back down. And you know what?
That to me is like when you're dating, that's what I do.
Really?
But now in like a long-term thing, nah. You wake up, this is what you get. I know you're obviously better at getting up and zhuzhing yourself.
No, I don't do that.
I feel like you do when you know you want to have a moment of love.
Oh, okay, but I don't put on makeup though.
No, but you like freshen up and like clean yourself up.
So this was going to be my comment. So a lot of times if we're going to have a moment of love in the morning, that's why we wanted to ask you, well, do you get out of bed and brush your teeth and do all that?
No, it has to be like then I feel like now you're premeditating it. It does. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I do hear you. And that's happened before, but here's what happened. So we slept for so long and, you know, we never sleep, but I took a hit off that calm vape.
Yeah.
I was Rancho Relaxo. I felt good, slept in, and then I was awake.
Yeah.
So I got up, I went on my phone a little bit, and then I fell back asleep for a little bit. And then I got up and I'm thinking, moment of love. Before it's too bright, you're saying,
I get
whatever.
It.
So I brush my teeth, wash my face, put on cream on my face, maybe a little perfume, light spray, light dusting. And then I get back into bed.
Yeah.
And hand on Robbie's back like a wake-up call. But here's the thing.
So you're asking for it.
Yeah. But usually in that scenario, he would go, yeah, hold on. And he would like get up.
Oh, he would do his thing.
Well, because sometimes.
He's got to go pee. Yeah, of course.
I mean, hello. Yes. That might have to happen.
Yes.
But for some reason, in a very movie moment.
He just threw you again.
He was good to go.
I love it.
It was a very fruitful experience.
That's great.
Oh, it was like rock star.
Really?
Yes. Because, you know, I love that thing.
He needed a little sleep. That's all he needed.
Definitely needed sleep. But you know how in movies, like, people will have sex and then they pass out with the sheets tangled around them and wake up the next morning? And you're like, why doesn't anyone have a UTI?
Yeah,
why
totally.
Why isn't she getting up to go to the bathroom? You know you have to do that.
Yep.
So I always feel the same way about the morning situation is a little bit the same way. Because what if you turn over and his breath is bad and that
But
turns
you're
going to
tell me you've never just turned over and just gone for it? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you don't prefer it.
It just kind of depends. Like, sometimes the moment's good and everyone's breath is great. You don't discuss it. It just happens.
Right.
And it's terrific and it's great. And sometimes that could kill it. That's happened before.
Really?
Yeah, where I've been like, not often. But
the Javier's garlic is just, that. I feel like that lingers. That's a no bueno.
That's the thing. And so if you have dog mouth, you know, you might need to go clear that up.
Or just turn around.
Just turn over.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
Dog mouth, doggy style. You know, same thing.
Put your mouth here. It's fine. I don't need it on mine. So anyway, so yes, all of that.
So funny.
But I mean, just fabulous. Just really fabulous. And so, and then I love that sleep right after.
Yeah.
After you pee and don't get the UTI. So so that was really great. And we stayed in bed until noon.
That's awesome.
Noon.
That is so great.
And we were on our phones a little bit together because we were waiting for the book thing. We were celebrating the book thing and like ironing out some last minute details with our agent, even on the weekends, and talking about these products. Oh, and a lot of people are asking about the diet products that we have coming out. And I just want to tell you, they're coming out. They're not all coming out at once. They're coming out a little bit at a time. So the first one, which is our keto shake, is coming out in June. Mm-hmm. So that'll be the first. There may be another product, but that one for sure will come out in June in chocolate and vanilla, keto friendly, but great for anyone that is interested in weight loss. So unbelievable stuff coming your way soon. Anyway, our reservation was at 12:30. Mm-hmm. I got dressed pretty darn fast, I have to say. Injured myself with the flat iron, got myself together. And my fingers are still so bad for boxing, which I'll get into. But my fingers are so, I can't do the clasps on my necklaces. Oh. So I had him help me. It like stopped my process a little bit, whatever. And we were running late. So I asked the hotel to call the Ivy and tell them we were running late. Yeah. And they didn't call.
Oh, no.
So we have a table there that we usually go to. And we arrived and the host said, I am so sorry. We held it for 15 minutes and we had to let it go. He was so sweet. I'm like, they didn't call. And he's like, no. And then Scott Bakula and his wife and their son were sitting at the next table.
That?
Scott, you don't know who Scott Bakula is?
I don't know names.
You're a fetus. He has been on many, many television shows.
I think I know who you're. Was he like super cute back in his day?
Yeah. By the way, he's still attractive.
He was like the stud back in the day, wasn't he? Definitely not who I was thinking. No idea who he is.
He was on Quantum Leap.
No idea.
That was his huge show, was Quantum Leap. But he was also, you know, in Star Trek. And he's done, honestly, a million things. But anyway, NCIS New Orleans, movies, Necessary Roughness. I mean, he was an American Beauty. Many things. So they stuck us at this table that had this pole next to it. And we sat there for 2 minutes. And everyone was bumping Terry's chair. And he's like, I can't sit here. Like, fine. So we moved tables. We were fine. It was all good. Had some drinks. Just got appetizers. And then my mom came to meet us.
Oh, because she's in town.
She's down, but not before the TMZ bus came by. So my back was to the street. And Terry looked up like he recognized someone. So I thought it was my mom walking up.
So you
the steps. So I turned, and of course, it's the TMZ bus, which is Terry's favorite moment. Mm-hmm. They're waving, going, hi, Terry. Hi, Heather. Do you want to come on the bus? And I'm like, no, thank you.
Drinking, very busy.
And I looked at Terry and I go, you see how Scott Bakula is facing away from the TMZ bus and you're waving at the TMZ bus?
So funny.
See the difference there? So anyway, so my mom joined us and then we went home and we had dinner with Chris. Terry's brother was in town and that was it.
That's awesome though.
But then here's what's totally crazy. So two things.
Okay.
This is what happened while I was gone.
Okay.
Number one, Nikki was at a friend's house in a gated community, and they have golf carts there. And a lot of the kids drive golf carts. By the way, do you know you have to have a driver's license to legally drive a golf cart?
Yeah, I think I knew that.
Yeah, yep. You have to be 16.
Yep.
You have to have a driver's license. I'm not sure about a permit, but you need a driver's license. Mm-hmm. A lot of closed communities,
they just 14, sort of let it.
Yeah, 14 yep. and 15-year-olds are driving golf carts. So I get this text message from Victoria. No one is injured. This is Saturday while we're sitting rooftop. No one is injured. This is post-shower, pre-Lance, post-cheater moment.
Okay.
No one is injured. Everyone's fine. But I'm like, what happened? And she said they were in golf carts. Nikki was in the second golf cart. In the first golf cart, they overloaded it with kids. Mm-hmm. The brakes went out. So they were going downhill. And the kid that was driving it, in a smart way. And by the way, I actually think he may have been of legal age.
Okay.
But I'm just telling you that a lot of them are not.
Mm-hmm.
He, instead of like going downhill and running into something, he turned the wheel to go uphill to lose speed.
Okay.
But there were so many kids on the golf cart and a bigger kid on the left that they toppled over.
Oh, no.
So one girl was hurt. Full body abraded. I think she may have broken her ankle. I'm not sure of the list of injuries, but they picked her up. They called a parent who called another parent. Someone picked her up and carried her into someone's house and on and on and on and on and on. And I said to Nikki, so I called him. I'm like, so what happened? He's like, I wasn't in that cart. I was in a car with so-and-so with the normal amount of people driving slowly. But you know, Nikki's very toe the line, whatever. And he's telling me this story, and I said, okay, we need to discuss this tomorrow. I go, why didn't you call 911? And he said, well, there were adults on the scene. So someone called this parent, and he's like, I didn't know them. And he felt uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, all right, we're going to talk about this tomorrow. So I sat him down, and I have to have this conversation with Max, too. And I said, what happens? He's telling me all the details. And I said, okay, so this is what I need you to understand. Just because there's adults around doesn't mean they're smarter than you.
Mm-hmm.
And always call 911. That should always be your first instinct. There's an accident, call 911. If it turns out everyone's okay, you can cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone is really seriously injured, minutes make all the difference in the world. And I know you know that. Because he's like, I wanted to call 911, but I didn't know what the parents wanted to do. And
Right.
I said, you go with your instinct. And I said, here's the other thing. Don't assume because someone's an adult, they know more than you.
Mm-hmm.
I go, you know you have friends or people that you know that are morons. Sorry to be mean. Mm-hmm. That are dumbasses or morons. I go, they grew up to be adults.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they know what they're doing. You're a smart kid. You've been taught properly. You call 911. I go, let me ask you the second question. Should they have picked her up and moved her? And he said, no. He said, I remember when we were in the accident in Glamis, you made everyone stay still until the paramedics came. I go, that's right. I said, if you are somewhere unsafe, like you're in the middle of a freeway or someone's worried that a car is going to explode and it seems like everyone's okay and you need to get out of the car and away to safety, that's a decision you have to make. But in general, you call 911 and you get help.
Right.
That's it.
Because you don't know what state they're in. You never know.
And you may be doing more harm by moving someone.
Right, right.
So I'm bringing this up because these are just such good conversations to
Absolutely.
Have with your kids. I would rather have my kid call 911 and they were only scraped on one side.
Mm-hmm.
This kid, or, you know, if it wasn't, I would rather err on the side of caution.
Absolutely. I'm surprised the parents didn't call 911.
They eventually did. But what my point is that this kid called a parent who called their husband, who then came over to assess the situation and then called 911 while he's carrying her into the house.
Right.
I don't know 100%.
Burned, right, like getting, 20 minutes or whatever. Yeah, time.
I'm getting this information secondhand, but you know, you don't know if she hit her head. You don't know.
Right. That is so scary.
It is so scary.
Wow.
Then the next scary thing is that the twins' high school. Mm-hmm. So we get home Sunday. We're out to dinner with my mother. Come home to this brouhaha in the house. And I'm like, what is going on? And apparently, and emails from the high school, mm-hmm. that there's been a threat that a kid's going to come in with guns.
Oh, gosh.
And this kid is changing their story. It started out that this kid was joking. Then the story was this kid's phone was taken by a friend and they posted it. There was like three different stories. So, of course, what I thought was great was the kids that saw this. It was on Snapchat. And the kids that saw it on Snap reported this person.
Okay, so the kid posted about it.
Yes.
That's how it got around.
Yes. The kid posted about it. It got around. It was supposed to be on this kid's private story. It turned out not to be on the private story, but it didn't matter because I think people that saw on the private story would have reported the person anyway. And parents and kids reported to the school and to the authorities. The sheriffs went over there immediately, figured out the situation. And I think when all was said and done, they realized this person was not serious. Mm-hmm. But this is like, you know, yelling fire in a crowded movie house.
Exactly. You can't do it.
You can't do that. we were talking about it last night because my mom was saying, you know, it has to do with freedom of speech, meaning fire in a movie house. Like, you have freedom of speech. You can say whatever you want. But if it's going to put others in danger, that doesn't fall under the freedom of speech rule. That's why you can't yell fire in a crowded theater.
Right.
So this kind of is like that. Mm-hmm. So we were trying to explain it to the kids, and they were going to cancel school. Mm-hmm. So they were very communicative, which I thought was terrific. And they were going to cancel school, but when they ascertained that this was just a prank, they said, we're going to have school, but we understand why many of you may still feel unsettled. So if you keep your child home today, it will be an excused absence. We will not penalize them for missing whatever they missed today.
Wow.
So I kept them home.
Yeah. I would too.
Is that crazy?
It's crazy and it's so scary. And I feel like it's becoming such almost a norm, weirdly.
Oh, it is a norm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's almost like the kids, I don't know if they think that they're going to be cool or if it just, what is it? Like, does it make them feel like, oh, I'm a badass kind of thing?
I think that a lot of those kids are mentally disturbed.
It's so sad.
It's very sad. And it's sad that our kids have to grow up like this. And of course, the next email from the school was, here's our new increased security policy. And the only good thing is when something like this happens, whether it's the golf cart accident or this thing at school, it does make everyone go, okay, we dodged a bullet here. How do we make this not happen next time? What are the lessons that we learned from it? Because if you don't learn anything from it, then it was for nothing.
Exactly. But it raises awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But man, too many shootings, too many problems.
Absolutely.
It's crazy. I mean, you'll see, having a child is just, it's the biggest responsibility. It's the best job in the world. But my gosh, everything that we worry about as parents is just insane.
I know. I think the scariest part is if it's your child. I mean, I can't imagine what the parents had to go through, you know, seeing the sheriffs walk up to their house, like, what's going on? And then learning that your child's doing that. I mean, a lot of it starts at home. I mean, it basically starts at home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. And kids do stupid things,
right,
and they say stupid things. But, you know, you can't. In this day and age,
yeah,
you just can't.
Mm-mm.
You have to be careful what you're posting about everything. Mm-hmm. And you can't it's not funny.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not, you cannot take it
it's
lightly.
It's like pulling out a toy gun at a bank.
Right.
Can't do those things.
Nope. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about kids for a second,
mm-hmm.
Because I want to tell you about Coco.
Yes.
And I want to talk a little bit before Dr. Katzenstein comes up. You know how we were talking about me conjuring things up into the universe?
Yes.
You know how sometimes I don't like to talk about the kids or Terry because as soon as I do, everything goes to hell?
Mm-hmm.
I literally typed in my phone to make a note about Coco sleeping in her own bed because I'm so proud of her.
Uh-huh.
That she's been sleeping in her own bed. I mean, it's been weeks. She's doing great.
Really?
But last night she came in.
Oh, no.
She came in. I don't know what time it was. It was like 3 or 4 in the morning. And she goes, my eyes hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh, I was just too tired. I'm like, okay, come in, babe.
Yeah.
Just lie down. But then this morning I asked her, I said, what was wrong with your eyes? I go, were they itchy? She goes, they were dry. They hurt. They were dry. And I go, oh, is your fan too much on your face? She said, no. And I said, okay, guess what? I have these natural tears. They're very easy. I'm going to do that for you tonight.
Uh-huh. And?
I don't know. I'm going to do it tonight.
Oh, that was last night, right?
It was last night. But she's got a good routine now. I've been giving her that baby melatonin. It's like 1 milligram,
uh-huh.
which really works for her.
I'm surprised she's taking it.
She does it on her own. She's comfy. It makes her sleep.
Good.
And it's natural, so yeah. I'm happy about that. She's got her heating blanket on low level. We have the air on in the room, the fan for noise. We leave the bathroom light on, but the door closed. So there's a little light under mm-hmm. the door, and she's fine.
And you tuck her into bed. Or she's good with anyone tucking her in.
Well, that's a really good point because I said goodnight to her, but I actually didn't, well, I wasn't the last. Victoria was in there. I was exhausted last night. And so I kissed her goodnight and then Victoria sat with her.
Yeah.
And then I went to bed early. I went to bed before Coco, I think. So yeah, maybe that was why.
Interesting. But over the weekend, she slept in her bed and you were gone.
Saturday night. No, because Victoria was here. Victoria slept over.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be interesting. That'll be a good test.
So we'll see what happens tonight when I put her to bed, but pretty much.
And did you talk to the doctor about that or ask her questions?
About the sleeping?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I talked to the doctor more about the things I've talked to all of you guys about, which is, you know, she's so difficult in the morning and how she can lash out, her relationship with Terry,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of thing. Because you'll hear it. You have to listen to this interview. It's great. We're going to put a little portion of it right here on Heather Dubrow's World. And then you can go back and listen to the whole interview on Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig. She was talking about how anxiety and depression manifest itself differently in children.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they lash out and they're angry. And, you know, and just like with adult diseases versus kid diseases, they have different symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with behavior.
Interesting.
So you can think that the child is acting a certain way and make assumptions based on that behavior, but it could be masking something very, very different.
Right. So what does she recommend? Or I guess we have to listen to it, but.
Well, we didn't talk, like I said earlier, yeah. We didn't talk about all of it,
mm-hmm.
but she gave us such good tools. And I think part of my thing with Coco was that I feel like she's backed herself into a corner
mm-hmm.
on many things, like with her behaviors and being angry about certain things. And I don't
you mean like being stubborn, backing herself in?
Yeah, like that. And let's use Terry, for example, because everyone knows that, you know, they have a difficult relationship.
Yeah.
They were doing Taekwondo together for a while. And then he called her out in front of the master one day.
And that set her
off. And said, Coco doesn't hug me. And so then, and that's her happy place. And we've talked about this, but, you know, she needs to just be good there. And it was a mistake. And so she refused to ever go back with him again. And that set them back hugely.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've been trying to find a new connection for them. But in the meantime, I've had behavioral issues with her, but I've been finding my way. And I realized that if I go a different direction with her and just kill her with love and, you know, and all these different tools that I've been doing with her, she's
responds to it.
Is responding. I'm not saying it happens overnight, but all of a sudden she's more demonstrative with me and more like even cuddly and huggy kissy with me and laughing more and not so mad in the morning. Or even if she's like in a bad mood in the morning, I can get her out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I see the trend is really, really good. I'm finding the right buttons with her because I think, like I said, she backed herself in a corner and feels like I'm mad, but she doesn't even know why.
Right.
She doesn't like Terry, but she doesn't know why.
Right.
And even Dr. Katzenstein said to Terry, you know, you have to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her you love her. He's like, she doesn't want to hear it from me. She goes, doesn't matter. Keep telling her.
Right.
Eventually she'll be all right. She'll go, love you, Dad. And you won't even remember when it changed.
So it's almost like you, the adult, has to make changes to adjust to the child because the child doesn't know how to adjust and how to make changes. So by you changing your way of approaching her, that and you saw a reaction, a positive reaction, now you know maybe that's what she needs.
Absolutely.
But Terry isn't willing to, isn't capable, or doesn't understand, or he just feels like I've tried it all. It's not going to.
He was very responsive because when mm-hmm. I was talking to Dr. Katzenstein after the show, I said, here's what's going on. Here's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I agree with you. She goes, that's what it sounds like to me too. And then she gave Terry some tools and said, you keep saying this, keep doing that. Tell her you love her. You just keep going that direction. It's going to be great.
Oh my gosh.
And I think he is willing to do it.
Yeah.
He needs my help a little bit.
Right.
Because he was like, you know, Kat wants to have an alone dinner with me again. I need to set that up. I go, before you do that, you need to do something with Coco. And he's good. Like, well, I don't know if she wants to do something. I go, doesn't matter. You're just going to do it.
Uh-huh. Good.
And if you take Kat out again before you take Coco, you're sending her a message.
Right. Exactly.
Can't do that. Anyway, so that it was
great,
a really,
though.
Really good conversation. But she has so many good ideas. And she talks a lot about... ADD and ADHD and, you know, how, you know, early intervention, some things that I knew and some things that I thought were just really interesting. And she's such a sweet, great person that I really want everyone to listen to what she has to say.
One of the challenges that people have, at least we've had, is that, you know, we have four kids. They're so completely different. And one or two of them will go off the deep end for a period of time. You think,
take turns.
Yeah. Saying, well, you're a major issue right now. And if you're trying to figure out, oh, if this goes on any longer, we've got to do something about this. And then all of a sudden they'll be sort of okay for a short period of time, and then they're a major issue again. And if you did it every time that they were a major issue, you'd have all four kids in therapy the whole time. And so it's hard to know. I mean, plus therapy is not cheap, and insurance right. probably doesn't cover it most of the time.
It's a good question. I have a question piggybacking on that about like where the parents' sort of values and wishes are versus a therapist, because at one of the schools that my younger children go to, apparently, and I just heard this whole story, I have not shared this with Terry yet, there is some kind of new school psychologist there that the children can go and sign in for a little session if they're having an issue with the friend.
But they never go.
Oh, they do.
You're kidding.
And they've been going. And this is what I just
Our
heard.
Our kids?
Yes, I will tell you the whole story later. But this is my point. These are very young lower grade school children that are signing them. Okay, it's Coco. I'm just telling you.
So, really?
Yeah.
Coco went in there?
With her friends. So she's 8. And she's great. Everything's fine. This is my point. What they did was right. The school said to them, hey, if you guys are having issues, you can go sign yourself in and they will make an appointment with you guys and they will help you, which sounds like such a wonderful, you know, idea. But then my girlfriend and I, who have children in the same grade, were saying, huh? First of all, they didn't alert us to it. Yeah. Second of all, they wouldn't tell my friend what was discussed as if they're adults. So that's a whole other issue. But here was my thing. My thing was this, you know, as I said, Terry and I are very open with the kids. We have a very open dialogue and we listen to what they're saying and really take into account child by child, different personalities and what they need. Especially such a young child at age 8, whether it's the school person or someone I'm taking them to. What if this said therapist is giving them a different set of help and values than we would deem appropriate? Right. How do you handle that?
So
at any age, really?
So much to unpack. Wow. Over-pathologizing to address Terry's concern is certainly something we want to monitor. So I want to back all the way back.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Because really, to make a diagnosis per the diagnostic manual, you have to have a major change in your life functioning, your daily functioning in some way. Home, school, work, occupation. And so there's a difference between having something actually diagnosed, right, and having some differences in adjustment and times when maybe hormones are changing or something is happening at school that's a little more stressful that's coming out as a behavior that you're seeing at home. Ideally, from my perspective, I would love to have a psychologist or a therapist integrated or co-located in every pediatrician's office. In the first 2 years of life, you see your pediatrician about 13 times. And so right away, you're establishing with someone you trust. And as new moms, we go and interview pediatricians before we even get started with someone. And so
right.
you're choosing someone that you already like. When we choose a therapist or a counselor or a psychologist, theoretically, we should be doing the same thing.
But we don't.
But I want to encourage more people to do that.
That's a
shop
great idea.
Around.
Yeah.
Right? We would shop around for a pediatrician. If you went to a different specialist who you didn't like, to Terry's point and other podcasts, board certified is an extra gold star that you want to be looking for, someone who's achieved that highest level of certification. I can't speak to the laws in California, but certainly informed consent from the family is something that we want to make sure we're always providing. And so talking with whoever you've chosen as your provider to say, this is the information we want to share. This is the limits of confidentiality that I have as a provider. Do those kids know that if they disclose something that could be harm to themselves or they know of harm to someone else, what are the limits surrounding that? What's going to happen? There's definitely components, just like you're saying, that need to be worked out on the front end. You can have a great hour of therapy per week, but if your parents don't know what you're working on and what to work on when you get home, what does the rest of the time look like? There's no right. opportunities for practice.
It's like, I hate to put it in these terms, but it's like dog training. Like if you have a dog, I know it sounds terrible, but I'm just saying, if you have a dog and you take them to the trainer mm-hmm. and they don't give you the skills to implement them at home, the dog's exactly. never getting trained.
Right. Your parents and moms, dads.
Is that bad?
Parents.
No.
We're experts in our kids.
Yeah.
And as psychologists, as therapists, as counselors, we're experts in development and mental health. And so we have to put our heads together. And so if this isn't a team approach, for me, that's an opportunity for us to be thinking about how we can better inform each other of what our needs are. Or, but again, like I said, shopping around for someone else.
Hopefully Coco will not come back.
I know.
Into the bed. But I feel like we're in a good place with her. And
good.
The trend is really good. And I'm proud of Terry. And we'll just see if he continues. So listen to that. And then tomorrow, my mom is going to be on the show.
I'm really excited about
what
that.
What are we talking about?
Well, you're nervous or...
No, but you know,
Mother's Day week.
Totally. I think it's very appropriate. But I will tell you, my sister and I were laughing because my mom has been telling stories recently uh-huh. that we think are a little fanciful.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm sure she's going to want to tell all the listeners a lot of stories.
Oh, I'm
It'll
sure.
It'll be story time.
It will. And then next week, I'll tell you what's true and what's not.
That's hilarious.
Even the thing, even last night, we were talking about my SAT scores because uh-huh. she totally used to lie about my SAT scores.
To other people?
Yes.
That you guys got like these great scores?
Not me. Skylar did well. Uh-huh. Me. I didn't do well. I don't even remember what I got because she lied.
Really?
Yes.
That's so funny. But I feel like a lot of parents would do that.
But to me, this starts moving into the pave to get them into college.
Totally.
Who cares? Why are
I
you?
Know.
It's like telling your kid they're not good enough.
I know.
Lying
oh,
about
Oh, she would
my...
do it in front of you?
Oh, hell yes.
Maybe she felt like she didn't want to embarrass you.
Why would I be embarrassed except for the fact that she was letting me know that it wasn't good enough?
Right.
This is the problem. But you know, my mom's 1950s. It's about the appearances.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Well, I'm there sure we'll have a lot of conversations.
But anyway, but it came up yesterday. I'm like, oh, no, Katarina did it. At dinner last night, everyone's sitting on the table and Nikki got up and left, Max got up and left. And before Kat leaves, she goes, so by the way, Grandma, you used to lie about mom's.
She put you on blast?
Oh, fully. And then went, okay. So she said, so if you lied about that, are you lying about other things?
She said that?
She like dropped the
bomb and then walked.
And left.
And then heard the explosion later.
I'm like, oh my God, and Terry was laughing.
Okay, good. At least that sort of
because this
like...
is after one of her fanciful stories where yeah. I said, I don't think that happened, dear. She's like, oh no, it did. I'm like, why haven't I heard this story in 50 years? She's like, because I didn't want to tell it till now. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Oh, I can't wait. This is going to be
so fun. All right, so my mother, Carol, will be on the show tomorrow, and it will be very amusing. And we'll do a little pre-Mother's Day extravaganza kind of thing. All right, guys, thanks so much. We'll see you tomorrow. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park? Especially in the spring. Super cute little dog doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews? Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.